I am looking forward to it, and look at, I'm sure it'll be a challenge, but you look at, I'm looking forward to representing the farmers of Leitrim, or all farmers in Leitrim.
Now, at the time that you're taking on this role, there are many challenges facing farmers. We've had the, I suppose, the fallout from the COVID pandemic. We've had the challenges that's been associated with Brexit. The whole rising costs, input costs are rising all the time for farmers. And even in this part of the country, there's probably unique challenges, maybe more so from forestry than in other parts, and indeed almost from the proposed maybe mining that's due to take place as well. So there's a number of, I suppose, various briefs that will be coming across your desk in the weeks, months, and indeed years ahead.
Yes, I think very much so. And as you pointed out, maybe Leitrim is going to be facing bigger challenges than a lot of other counties. You know, there is a lot of things, and there's re-wetting and rewilding, and it's going to be, there's a lot of major issues here to come and affect our county.
When we look at the, I suppose, the typical type of farm in Leitrim, there's a lot of part-time farmers, maybe farmers that are holding down jobs as well, Liam, and there's an awful lot of, I suppose, fear an interpretation out there in relation to the future of farms like this.
Yes, but we're dependent on them to keep rural Ireland here and keep it alive. You know, if farming disappears here in Leitrim or in the west of Ireland in general, look, a lot of other businesses is going to disappear as well. Look at it, in County Leitrim, we have a lot of livestock marts, we have co-ops, merchants, all that. If farming disappears, that all disappears. And all them wee things keep the local economy going as well.
Now, two of the big types of farming around here would very much maybe be beef farming and indeed sheep farming as well. And both of those sectors are facing unique and difficult challenges as well.
Yes, very much so. Look at sheep sector is facing major challenges there at the minute, and even the beef is as well. And look at input costs is the biggest challenge there. You know, like, it's very challenging there with the input costs where they are at the minute.
I know, Liam, you're only a couple of days into the role, but you'll be aware from having served on other various administrative roles within the IFA, the whole challenges that's associated now with farmers playing their part towards what's seen as a cleaner environment. The national herd size, for instance, is very much coming into question. The amount of emissions that's coming from the agricultural sector, there's very ambitious targets there that have to be met by farmers as well. So, again, these are some of the topics, I presume, that, you know, you're already familiar with and will probably dominate at least maybe the early part of your tenure as a chairperson of the IFA branch in Leitrim.
Yeah, well, I suppose very much so. And it's something, I'm new to this role and it's going to come to my doorstep now fairly fast and everything else. But, yeah, it is going to be a major challenge, you know, all this herd reduction and everything else and emissions, and maybe we're a county that shouldn't be having to suffer the same as others, you know, in relation to it. And that's where there's going to be big challenges, you know, there to fight our corner, that we can hold on to what we have.
I know your role as chairman, you'll be looking to help all farmers that you can. There's very much a commonly held fear out there now with the latest going-ons in relation to forestry and the Quilshire agreement with maybe some of the UK investment companies as well, that young farmers and indeed existing farmers are going to find it very difficult to bid for any type of agricultural land when it comes up for sale. Is that something that you're already aware of and something that you're perhaps concerned of, the ability of the local farmer to expand or maybe young farmers to establish themselves in the agri sector?
Well, that is going to be a major concern. It has been a major concern in the county over this last number of years. You know, there was a lot of, shall we say, investor funds coming in, and local farmers or young farmers couldn't compete against them, you know, because there was that big of incentives there for forestry and everything else. And look, it's going to be a bigger challenge going forward if Quilshire get there as well. And that is a major challenge going forward. I can see it.